Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic hosting its high school cross-country invitational meet yesterday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. On the girls' side, it was Dallas Center Grimes winning the team championship with 51 points. Shenandoah had 124 for second. Denison also with 124 placed third. Glenwood was fourth. Harlan fifth. Atlantic at 152 points for sixth place overall. Individually, Lexi Smith of Dallas Center Grimes was the champion, with Tiffany Williams of Atlantic right on her heels. She was the runner-up. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central running third. Ellie Mendlich of Denison running fourth last night. Also in the top runners last night, Carson Rush for Atlantic. She ran 20th, and Ashley Wendt was 21st for Atlantic. On the boys' side, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central won the individual title, with Cooper McDermott of Creston second. John Dahlheimer of Thomas Jefferson was third. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK placing fourth overall. Also in the top 10, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer, he was seventh. Harlan's Michael Soranko running ninth last night. For Atlantic, Ryan Hawkins led the way running 19th, and Phoenix Shadden 35th. Team championship went to Dallas Center Grimes with 54 points. Winterset, the runner-up, with 86. Thomas Jefferson third, Harlan fourth. Atlantic had 245 points, good for a fifth-place finish in that meet last evening. In high school volleyball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda over Mount Airy two straight. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 2-0. Red Oak over St. Albert 3-1. Creston beat Glenwood 3-0. And Lewis Central a 3-game sweep over Denison. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW down Riverside in three. Underwood swept three from Audubon. Tri-Center over Griswold 3 straight. IKM Manning swept three from Logan Magnolia. And Trainer a 3-0 winner over Missouri Valley. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 3-2. Exira EHK over West Harrison 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 3-1. Arweva over Booyer Valley 3-2. Glenn Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 3-0. And Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 3-1. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Southwest Valley beat Mount Airy 2-1, and Lennox over Orient Maxburg 3-0. Also in the Corner Conference Tournament Finals last night, in the consolation match, Stanton outlasting Essex 3-2 for third place, and the championship goes to Sydney with a 3-game sweep over Fremont Mills. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team gets a different kind of matchup this week. That is one not against a top 10 ranked opponent. The Trojans have lost big the last couple of weeks to top 10 rated foes Harlan and Dallas Center Grimes. This week the Trojans get to take a break from district play, and they'll take on Shenandoah. They're 4-2 on the season. Atlantic head coach Eric Waldstein says his team is ready to bounce back and prove that they can win this week.
It's been a while since Atlantic's won a homecoming game, and this is one that we feel like we can win, and we kind of feel like as a team we've got something to prove. And that was kind of our focus last week as well. With DCG is that we need to prove to people that we're short in numbers, and we got a lot of guys beat up, but that we're fine. I mean, we're a team and we're together, and we're family, and we're going to play our hearts out for each other, and and guys are doing that, and now we just we need to pull things together a little bit more, and get a win.
The Trojans have battled through a wide variety of injuries, forcing a lot of young players onto the field in a variety of positions, and they hope that they can stay a little healthier this week after making it through the Dallas Center Grimes game with no major setbacks. The Trojans will try to slow down the Mustang rushing attack led by running back Logan Roberts and quarterback Jake Johnson. We'll have that game for you, you can catch the interview with Coach Waldstein this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Previews. You can catch more. Now, our featured game tonight is an 8-man game. The Exira EHK Spartans heading north for a big 8-man District 1 road game at Newell Fonda tonight. Both those teams are 6-0 coming into the game, and a win would go a long way toward winning a district title. The Mustangs are the defending state champions in 8-man football, and Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson says he knows his team will need to play a great game in order to knock off a great team.
You got to protect the ball. Special teams will play a big part of it with field position. And defense is going to have to get stopped. Third and short is going to be big for our kids. So, it's assignment football once again, and our kids are going to have to make sure that they know that in order for us to be successful.
Newell Fonda head coach Brian Wilkins says he has a lot of respect for the Spartans and expects a tough game from them.
We here at Newell Fonda got the utmost respect for Coach Peterson and his football program there at Exira EHK. And you take a look at this football team. Like I said, Coach Peterson and his staff do a great job teaching the kids fundamentally sound. Their kids play extremely hard. They play extremely physical. They're big. They can run.
Well, the Mustangs come into the game having won 17 straight games. The Spartans will try to slow them down tonight. We'll have live coverage tonight. Chris Parks and Seth Christensen have the broadcast. 6:30 is pregame. 7 o'clock is kickoff tonight from up north. You can listen to the game on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com, as well as on the KJAN mobile app. And you can also catch a live video stream of the game online on the TV page at KJAN.com this evening. Some other high school football matchups around the region tonight. In Class 3A District 8 tonight, Harlan is at Creston. Dallas Center Grimes plays at Winterset. Glenwood is at ADM. Class 2A District 8, Kemper Catholic is at Clarinda. Red Oak plays at Southeast Valley. Also in 1A District 1, AHSTW is at Underwood. IKM Manning will host Northwest Webster. Missouri Valley is at Otobolt Arthur BCIG, while Trainer visits West Monona. In Class A District 1, Griswold is at Logan Magnolia. Tri-Center at Riverside. Audubon hosting Westwood. And St. Albert is home to Maple Valley tonight. Class A District 8, Bedford plays at Clarinda Academy, while Nottoway Valley is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. In 8-man District 1, we mentioned that Exira EHK Newell Fonda matchup that we'll have for you here on the radio. Also, Arweva plays at Boyer Valley. Woodbine is at West Harrison. Some other 8-man games in District 7 tonight. Adair Casey will host Ankeny Christian. Coon Rapids Bayard is at Glidden-Ralston, while Guthrie Center visits East Union. In District 8 tonight, Lennox is at Fremont Mills in an undefeated showdown. Cam will play at East Mills. Sydney is at Stanton. Essex plays at Nishnabotna this evening. Well, Iowa is ranked for the first time in 5 years, and with a win in Iowa City Saturday, the Illini could make the Hawkeyes stay in the top 25 a short one and serve notice that it's an early contender in the Big Ten West. The 22nd-ranked Hawkeyes host the Illini in a matchup that's much more intriguing than it looked like it would be in August. Iowa's been revitalized by the sweeping changes made by longtime coach Kirk Ferentz. Its defense has been among the best in the league, holding Wisconsin to just a pair of field goals in last week's 10-6 win. Illinois is fresh off what was technically a 14-13 upset of Nebraska at home last week. And Illinois will be without their starting running back, Josh Ferguson. He'll miss the game Saturday due to a shoulder injury. Interim coach Bill Cubitt said earlier this week that he doubted Ferguson would be able to play. We'll have that game live for you tomorrow morning. Texas Tech looks to rebound from back-to-back losses to top five teams when the Red Raiders take on Iowa State tomorrow. The Cyclones are aiming for a second Big 12 road win after beating Kansas last week. Texas Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury sees a much improved Iowa State team led by quarterback Sam Richardson. Texas Tech, which leads the nation in passing offense and ranked third in total offense, lost to then number 3 TCU 2 weeks ago and then fell to number 5 Baylor last week. Southern Cal's off to a 1-2 start at Pac-12 play after many considered the Trojans the favorites to win the conference. Unranked Washington shut down quarterback Cody Kessler in a 17-12 win over the 17th-ranked Trojans last night. In Los Angeles, both those teams are 3-2 overall. Wide receiver Andre Johnson returned to Houston Thursday and haunted his ex-teammates, helping the Colts extend their intra-division winning streak. Johnson caught 2 touchdown passes from Matt Hasselbeck, including a 2-yard grab in the fourth quarter, helping the Colts beat the Texans 27-20 in the Thursday night contest. Well, the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays finished with the American League's best records during the regular season, but both of them are trailing in their division series after dropping the openers. In Kansas City, Colin McHugh worked 6 innings, and the Houston Astros hit a pair of solo homers in a 5-2 win over the Royals. Jose Altuve was 3-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored for the Astros, who will face the Royals again in Game 2 today. Johnny Cueto will try to even the series for Kansas City. Scott Kazmir goes for the Astros. Robinson Chirinos and Rough Ned Odor homered off of David Price as the Rangers downed the Blue Jays yesterday by a 5-3 score. Game 2 in that series will be this afternoon in Toronto. Play in the National League Divisional Series gets underway today. The Cards entertaining the Cubs and the Dodgers hosting the Mets. All-star catcher Yadier Molina is on the Cardinals roster for the Division Series against the Cubs, and he'll play. He'll wear a splint to protect a strained ligament in his left thumb. The Cardinals roster also includes 4 rookies. Expected in the lineup for Game 1 are outfielder Randall Grichuk and Steven Piscotty at first base. Also, baseball fans converging on downtown St. Louis for the first-round playoff series between the Cardinals and the Cubs can expect a greater police presence. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson says officers will be in greater numbers for the best-of-5 series that gets underway today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.